This is St. Louis Public Radio. Like most old cities, St. Louis has its share of ghost stories. For a brief moment in the late 1800s, the city was at the center of a movement based around the ability to talk to spirits. As part of our STL 250 series, St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman walks us through spiritualism in St. Louis.
On a crisp fall night, about 10 days before Halloween, David Reardon leads his St. Louis Haunted History Tour down a brick path on the Cleeds Landing known as Clay Morgan Alley.
This is where they tossed the body. Clay Morgan Alley. At the height of the cholera epidemic, late July, early August, 1849, bodies were stacked up on this street, 4 and 5 high.
As Reardon tells the story of how the city dealt with one of its worst cholera outbreaks, a red-headed woman moves away from the group, clearly in some kind of discomfort.
You guys okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Did you toss it?
That's Ginger Collins Justice.
As soon as we started walking up, the bottoms of my shoes got really warm, and I could feel it, like, coming at my feet. And I have not felt that anywhere except for on a Gettysburg battlefield.
Collins Justice says members of her family were always in tune with the spirit world. She spent a lot of time as a child in the historic cemetery behind her elementary school and saw her first apparition at the age of 9.
I'm kind of a walking bug light, like a bug zapper. They're like, oh, she can talk to me.
What she's describing is spiritualism at its most basic level, says UMSL English professor Kathleen Butterly-Nigro.
A religious movement that believed that through the use of a medium, we would be able to tap into the energy of people who had died.
Nigro teaches a class on 19th century spiritualism. She says in the 1800s, St. Louis was among the 10 largest cities in the U.S. and therefore a natural stop for big names on the lecture circuit. East Coast spiritualists put on demonstrations at the Mercantile Library downtown. Nigro says the timing all makes sense.
The rise of spiritualism converged with the end of the Civil War. And because so many people had died in the war, it was very appealing to individuals the notion that they possibly could stay in contact with people that they had lost.
There were as many as 7 different spiritualist associations in the city at the time. But because the movement did not organize nationally until the late 1890s, it is nearly impossible to determine the exact number of believers. Even now, there are dozens of organizations with spiritualist in their name. In St. Louis, the faith is kept alive at the Fifth Spiritualist Church in the Princeton Heights neighborhood. The songs and sermons wouldn't sound out of place in any church service, but most churches don't have healing chairs at the front of the sanctuary, and most services don't include a spirit greeting where mediums check in with the guides and spirits accompanying the congregation. Pastor Marilyn Kalna says she often feels the presence of the church's founder, Emma Ordrop.
I've always tried to connect with her. I still say it's your church, guide us what to do.
Kalna says even though the church is part of a large national organization, it's still rooted in the individualism that defined the faith in the 19th century.
So it's not our job to tell anybody what you should do, shouldn't do. We try to teach to go with the God within. I think most people come here for that connection with a loved one.
And even around Halloween, Kalna says, that's not likely to change. As she puts it, spirit could probably care less about Halloween. I'm Rachel Lippman, St. Louis Public Radio.